What's up, everybody? The holidays are right around the corner, and I know you are looking for the perfect gift. Well, honey, I have the perfect gift for you. Coming to you from crochet artist and private instructor Dwayne L. Washington, honey, you better get you some Cake by Dwayne. Honey, when I tell you, he has the best crochet art, crochet designs. You can get crochet jock straps for you and your significant other. I just got my crochet earrings in a nice holiday blue color, which is my favorite color. Honey, I'm telling you, Dwayne is putting his foot in this crochet, honey. So if you're on Etsy, you go to Etsy and look up Cake by Dwayne, Poshmark, Cake by Dwayne, and Twitter at Cake by underscore Dwayne. Everything is in my show notes. And what does Cake stand for? It stands for Crocheted Artistic Creation Enterprise. Let's support this black business, honey. Support, support, support. Check him out. You won't regret this. Girl, I'm telling you, I'm rocking my earrings now as we speak, honey. And when I go to the holiday party, the girls are going to be envious dwelling because I'm wearing Cake by Dwayne. Get into it, honey. What's up, my yayas? Welcome to another episode of Black Trends and Beautiful. I pray that as we are nearing the countdown to Christmas, Christmas time is here. Time for joy and time for cheer. We've been good and we've been bad. Ooh, yeah. I hope that you all are safe, warm, and in a great place. Many people throughout the world, regardless of their skin color, orientation, are in a place to where they are, may not be safe, warm, happy, may not even have family. But this is the season to show love, and Christmas is more than about presents and buying up things. For me personally, it's about showing love to our fellow man, being kind to one another, and just being a help to one another. And I believe as we celebrate, for those of us that are Christian or that believe the Christmas story of Jesus being born, I believe this is a lot of what the story and what Jesus would stand for. And I'm not preaching, but just correlating some things for you all. And I'm just so grateful and thankful for you all. I want to give a big shout out to photographer, videographer, and all-around personality, Bruce Jackson, y'all. If y'all have seen a lot of promo pictures that I've done, Bruce Tookit is the reason why. Go to brucetookit.com. Look in my show notes and you'll find everything that you need. And don't forget to stop by our Ko-Fi page and drop us a couple of dollars so we can have some coffee to keep going while we're creating this podcast. And the priestess will love you forever. Now let's get into the good stuff. Can you say impeachment bells are ringing? Yes, as of December the 18th, 2019, President Trump has entered the history books as the third U.S. president to have been impeached by the House. This vote, or the two Wednesday votes, rather, on impeachment bring an end to the House's months-long inquiry into whether Trump improperly pressured Ukraine to conduct investigations that would benefit him politically. So this is what happened. The House spent Wednesday debating the two impeachment articles on the House floor. And of course, the first article accused 45 of abusing his power by leveraging the federal government and taxpayer money for his personal and political gain, which is a no-no, and the second accused him of obstructing the congressional inquiry into his actions on Ukraine. And we see that a lot of the Republicans who spoke universally tried to accuse Democrats of trying to find an excuse to impeach Donald Trump, while Democrats argued that Trump's conduct regarding Ukraine necessitated impeachment.
In Article 1, there is a vote from 230 to 197. Article 2, 229 to 198. Both articles pass, meaning Trump is impeached. However, he is not removed from office. A little bit more about the impeachment process. Let's go to school. The Senate has to determine whether that will happen, whether he will be removed from office. Right now, he's impeached, but he has to first be removed from office. And if you look back at the saga with Bill Clinton and the whole Monica Lewinsky situation, the Constitution states that a president who has been impeached by the House can still serve as president, but it's up to the Senate to hold a trial to decide whether to remove him from office. Two other presidents that have been impeached by the House, Bill Clinton and Andrew Johnson, however, they were acquitted by the Senate. The Constitution also says, listen to me good, that the Senate has to hold a trial with the senators sitting as jurors, House lawmakers serving as prosecutors known as managers, and the Chief Justice of the United States presiding over it. And big ups to the Washington Post for this educational piece. The senators must take a public vote, and two-thirds of those that are present must agree on if they're going to convict the president and thus remove him from office. But there's no layout exactly how to hold a trial. And the Senate trial rules that the Senate trial works that the Senate approved in the 80s give some guidelines. Well, the rules the Senate approved basically works whether they're going to call witnesses and what kind of evidence to admit and how long to make the proceeding. That will be up to the senators to decide. And this is a modern day guide, other than Clinton, as to how an impeachment trial will work, which allowed no new evidence, only tape testimony from key witnesses. And I could go further and further, but a lot of people have wondered, what is the likelihood of the Senate convicting Donald Trump? Right now, it is very low, as House Republicans have unified during this time, and none of them voted for impeachment. However, outside Congress, Trump remains popular among his base. And against that, it's hard to see people defecting among Senate Republicans to override their party's voters and kick him out of the office. So it's possible that instead of us getting Mike Pence, who would put LGBT people in concentration camps, yes, I said it. We're going to see how this plays out, because I really don't want to be stuck with a jackass like Pence. However, I do believe that Trump is going to remain in office. He'll just be impeached, but not removed from office. So please get educated, because impeachment basically means charges has been brought against Donald Trump, but it does not in itself remove him definitely from office. So it's sort of like an indictment in criminal law, and thus essentially the statement of charges against the official. And there you have it. And just the whole media circus, this whole thing, I'm glad that it's just about over. This is one of the best Christmas presents ever. But as we've seen in previous years of history, presidents have been impeached but were not removed from office. So there's a possibility that he'll be removed from office, but it's very low. But I want you all to think about it like this. We're entering into an election year. That's why it is pivotal that you do all you can to get registered to vote. Make sure that your voice is heard. Make sure that they're not trying to gerrymander and all this kind of crazy stuff in the election, as we've seen in previous elections, to try to swing the vote a certain way. That's why it's imperative that we stand up, we march, we fight. Your vote counts. And that's all I really wanted to say on that saga, because it's worn my nerves. But 2020 is a promising year. My question is, what are you going to do about it? What are we going to do to stand up and fight? So I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to be right back. Live, love, and be free from the priestess. Here's a word from our... Hey, what's up, my yayas? I want to tell you about Maven Beauty. Oh my gosh, Maven Beauty is one hell of a hair shop. Honey, they have dyed virgin hair, 100% virgin wigs, clip-ins available in 9 colors and 2 textures. Honey, some of the promo pictures that you see, I use the Virgin Body Wave as well as the Virgin Deep Wave, and it works wonders on my hair. Go to priestessbeauty.maven.com and use promo code HOLIDAY to save 15% now. Let's get glammed up for Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day. Honey, you won't regret this purchase. Live, love, and be free from the priestess. Now let's get back into the show. Now it's time for me to dish some tea, honey. Now, y'all, I apologize for the episode being so late, but Bae took me out to go see Queen and Slim. And I want to tell you that this movie is phenomenal. It was a great movie. I'm not going to give a review on it just yet or ever. However, it basically chronicles Slim and Queen on a first date. And it takes a turn when a policeman pulls them over. And the situation escalates. And Slim, played by Daniel Kaluuya, played in Get Out, in Badass, in Black Panther. He shoots the officer in self-defense. Now, he and Queen are labeled as cop killers in the media. And it's so much meaning of different things that you could take from this film. And a big shout out to Jodie Turner-Smith, who played as Queen, Bokeem Woodbine, Chloe Sevigny, India Moore from Pose. And I'm telling you, I was so excited to see her in a role. And I was so glad to see Bokeem Woodbine acting again. That warmed my heart. I remember him being in Jason's Lyric and several other films as well. And we also have, now y'all, it took me a minute to realize who this was, but American Australian musician known as Flea. Many of you all may remember him playing in different TV shows as well. One of my favorite TV shows that you may have seen him in, well, movies rather, is Back to the Future Part 2 and Part 3. But he also, and I'm not sure if many people recall this, but from way back when in the 2000s, oh my gosh. And y'all, I'm going to feel old when I say this, but he did play in The Wild Thornberrys as Donnie. Yes, he played in it. And I'm so glad that I got to see him in this role. But y'all go check that film out. Big shout out to the music played, Marvin Sapp, and several other artists. I'm not going to go into detail, but go and support this film. And there are some moments that it's scenic. Some of the dialogue does seem forced in some moments, but I see what they are going for in this film. And it all fits together perfectly. And the ending of it all just takes my breath away. But I must say that this has been a great movie to watch for me, as I don't go to movies like that anymore. So yeah, I mean, if I do go, it's when I actually have time to go. So, but y'all go check out Queen and Slim. This is a phenomenal film. Now, and I'm going to call this segment Tomfoolery and Stupidity. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling is facing backlash and cancellation, and right now she's on my shit list, and no longer can be considered an LGBTQ ally. The reason? On Thursday of this past week, she tweeted her support for Maya Forstater, who is a tax expert who got fired from a think tank over transphobic comments. And Maya, and this happened in the UK, of course, took her former employees to court. And this is what J.K. Rowling tweets in support. She says, "Dress however you please, call yourself whatever you like, sleep with any consenting adult who'll have you, live your best life in peace and security, but force women out of their jobs for stating that sex is real? Hashtag, I'm not going to go there, okay, y'all?" And it was immediately met with disappointment and anger. And I saw this on social media and I'm like, what? What the hell is going on? What did J.K. Rowling do now? Well, she also fundamentally misrepresented the Forstater case. Forstater's contract with the Center for Global Development was not renewed due to comments she made in multiple forums. She repeatedly tweeted and made statements like, "I think that male people are not women. I don't think being a woman or female is a matter of identity or womanly feelings. It is biology." In a workplace Slack, she wrote, "But if people find the basic biological truths that women are adult human females or trans women are male offensive, then they will be offended." And Forstater also misgendered a non-binary counselor on Twitter. And when complaints arose, she wrote, "I reserve the right to use the pronouns he and him to refer to male people." And while this is going on, I'm sitting here looking like, what? And this apparent support of Forstater and endorsement of her anti-trans views isn't as surprising as it may seem. As Caitlin Burns noted in 2018, article, Rowling has liked tweets that refer to trans women as men in dresses and arguably bought in anti-trans tropes in books she wrote under her pen name Robert Galbraith. And this is one of the most overt examples of transphobia to date and demonstrates that despite people previously positioning and herself positioning herself as an ally, Rowling cannot be considered a friend of the LGBT community. And I'm disappointed because I love the Harry Potter books. I love the Harry Potter series. And me personally, I'm getting to the place where I don't just up and cancel people, but I can't support unless I see a change in behaviors. You know, and I'm of the mindset that if you're openly hostile to transgender people, non-binary people who are of a gender, a different identity than you, it should cost you your job because you're making a hostile environment. And to Maya Forstater, honey, educate yourself about the difference between sex and gender. Let's get that together, okay? You are ignorant. And the only reason why you're saying people are offended is because you're dumb and you're stupid. And like, really, you're an idiot. And what's so funny about this, about Forstater's case, a judge ruled that being transphobic is not a protected class and that Forstater's anti-transgender viewpoint creates an intimidating, hostile, degrading, humiliating, and offensive environment that is not worthy of respect in a democratic society. So her employer had a right to let her go. And see, Forstater thought she was going to get away with it by filing a complaint against her employer, saying that her transphobia is a protected characteristic under the UK's Equality Act. Honey, when I tell you this is like a turf type thing, like, honey, go sit down somewhere. It's a new season. It's 2019, getting ready to be 2020. Go lay an egg. Go sit on a hot stove. Go past gas and pull the covers over your head. I really don't care, darling. But what you will not do is disrespect trans people, because trans people around the world are being killed and murdered simply because of who they are. They are displaced and hated by family members. And a prime example hits close to home for me yet and again. Earlier this week, a trans woman by the name of Angel Love Garcia went missing. She was 21 years old. She had not been seen since she left her Northeast DC residence on December 10th to go on a date. And she was later found in a Hyattsville, Maryland area apartment of the person who took her there for a visit. According to Prince George's County Police Department, on December 10th, a call went through to 911 to report that their friend is gurgling while sleeping and snorting and was concerned about her well-being. And the 911 caller reported placing Garcia in a recovery position to prevent her from choking and performed CPR to try to revive her. But by the time emergency medical team arrived, they determined that Garcia had died. The caller's name has not been released, but we do know that the address, I'm not going to give that information now, but nothing right now indicates that Angel Love, was involved in anything sinister or anything regarding her death like that. But she did die on the last day that her friend saw her at her residence, which was for transgender women of color operated by the DC group No Justice, No Pride. And it took them a while to report this because they needed to locate a next of kin to clear the way for publicly reporting the death. And it's so sad because no one really filed an official missing persons report until December 16th. When Garcia's mother and a friend visited the 3rd DC police station. So now trans women are going missing and that it's not properly being reported. But thankfully and sadly, there was something found out, and I hate that she lost her life, but I'm going to keep you all up on this. I'm going to keep you all updated. So, and honestly, there are questions why the person that Garcia was with didn't inform police where he was when he picked her up, and why the police didn't immediately contact the No Justice, No Pride house. And it's been reported, a source states that Emilia Tallarico has inquired as to why, the police didn't show up and different questions such as that. And also there has been, of course, purposeful misgendering by certain entities, but you know the drill that we go through as trans women. And it's just so sad. So I'm going to keep you all up on what's found out about that. However, going to Vancouver, Washington, in June, then 17-year-old Nikki Kuhnhausen was reported missing on June 6th. However, on December 7th, a hiker found her skull in the woods near Larch Mountain. And on Tuesday, police arrested David Bogdanov and charged the 25-year-old with murder. They charged him with second-degree murder, and he's being held without bail in the Clark County Jail. Based on phone records, police believe that the culprit may have been seeking a sexual encounter that night, and when he found out that Kuhnhausen was transgender, he became enraged and strangled her to death, then drove her body out to Larch Mountain and left it there. Vancouver Police Officer Jason Mills wrote in the probable cause affidavit that he believes that David became upset, enraged, that he had engaged in sexual contact with, quote unquote, a male whom he believed to be female and strangled Nikki to death. Number one, it is obvious that, number one, this whole statement from the police officer should have been reworded. Number two, I honestly believe, and I will say this from experience, that Nikki's killer knew that she was a trans woman, but felt disgusted after the fact and felt that he had did something wrong because he tried something new, and then after it was done, he felt guilty and felt the need to exterminate his guilt. That's why I say to my trans sisters, be careful who you meet. Be careful when you're going out. Number one, let somebody know where you're going. Let somebody know who you're with. Send pictures, send address. Don't meet somebody like that. Just be mindful and make sure that you're, I'm not going to say make sure that you're disclosing, because these men out here killing trans women know that they are trans women. And that whole thing that they didn't know is a myth. It is a freaking myth. And this is so sad that this had to happen, that 6 months later, this young lady is found, her remains are found, and now her family is having to go through burying and doing all of this around the holiday season. So, and it was found out that the culprit in this situation, it's just so sad that he had hit up adult video stores, female escort ads, and indicating that he was looking for a sexual encounter with a woman. But what is unsettling is that the police officer identified Nikki as a male when she is indeed a woman. Trans women are women. Trans men are men. Gender is so fluid, and people don't understand that. And that pisses me off at the stupidity that I'm seeing. So, and the court date for Bogdanov, the next court date, is scheduled for January the 2nd. I want you all just to please be careful out there for the holidays. Be careful at who you're meeting. And this is why is it also important to my family out there that you use discretion and use wisdom when meeting people offline. And I myself am finding myself having to be careful as well, because I have been in some questionable situations before when I was a sex worker, and you never know how someone could come out. They could be on drugs, they could be on something or not in their right mind, or they could just be seeking someone out just to harm them. You never know with people, and it's just so crazy. And my prayers go out to both young ladies' families, to all of the families of trans women, trans men, non-binary, queer people that whose lives have been taken away in 2019 alone. It's been over 24 trans people that we know of that has been killed. What about the people and the lives that have been snatched away from us that have not been reported? And this is just so sad for me to hear. But I just want you all to be very, very mindful and careful. I'm going to take another break, and I'm going to be right back with Priestess Wisdom, and I'm going to send you on your merry way. Now, apart from the bad news and the craziness going on in the world, I am just so excited, because I realized something, that Cicely Tyson had a birthday. Yes, on December 19th, phenomenal actress, fashion model, strong black woman. You've seen her in How to Get Away with Murder, Sounder, the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman, The Help, several of Tyler Perry's movies, Fried Green Tomatoes, Hoodlum, Roots, A Woman Called Moses, so many films. And I can truly say that I love Sounder. I've seen her in Busting Loose, Mama Flora's Family. And another personal favorite is the Marva Collins story. Yes, I'm talking about the phenomenal Cicely Tyson. Yes, she has turned 95 years old, and blessings to you. Blessing to you, royal icon. I mean, she is one of the longest living actresses that is still active. And I am just so excited to have this icon amongst us. It means so much to have grown up with this icon and to know about her in my adult years. Her career spans more than 6 decades, and I love her roles as portraying a strong Black woman. And in 2015, she was named as a Kennedy Center honoree, and that just makes me so happy. And in 2016, she received the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the highest civilian honor in the United States. So yes, I salute you. Happy birthday and Merry Christmas to you. I love you. Keep on keeping on, and thank you for being an inspiration to this world. Thank you for inspiring us all. Now for the segment that we all need in our lives, Priestess Wisdom. Now, many of you all saw a video that I did on Facebook, on Instagram, and YouTube about boundaries. The reason why I mentioned boundaries is that when you are creating a vision, you have a dream or goal, you have to set boundaries on who you allow to attach themselves to your vision. And I say this because some people may push you too hard. Some people may push you too little. Some people may not push you at all. But get you the right person that makes you determined to build your brand. Now, you will have some that will feel like you're not dedicated because you're not meeting their deadlines. But sometimes when creating a vision, we allow social media, pressure from other people, pressure from other entities to dictate what our deadline should be instead of allowing us to work at our own pace, instead of allowing us to work the vision how God and the universe gave it to us. Again, be careful who you tell your vision to, because your vision is not for everybody. Everyone can't handle your vision. Not everyone will be able to embrace your vision. So that's why you have to be very careful about your visions. Plan strategically. And I love this movement about moving in silence. It's not about being fearful at all, but it's being selective in who you confide your vision in. There are some things that I am working on with my podcasting career, my music career, my modeling and acting career, but I have not shared those things with certain people because I know some people will try to talk me out of my vision. Don't let anyone talk you out of your vision. You keep pressing. It may feel uncomfortable with the pressing and pushing from certain individuals, but let me tell you, they have your best interest there at heart, and they want you to come out of the shell, think outside the box, and flourish, but also know your limits in your vision. Don't let anyone make you overwork yourself and be a part of this grind culture that makes it okay to grind until you wind up in the hospital or losing your mind. It's okay to rest. Hell, even Beyonce takes a break. Sometimes you have to take a break. The crowd is going to be there no matter what your brand is. And while you're building your brand, be careful at how you allow people to describe your brand or your vision. If someone says that your brand is trash and they've never seen what you can do, then you need to evaluate that connection. But if someone comes to you and says, hey, I like your brand, I want to make it even better, I want to make it reach its full potential, that's the type of person that you need. And they're not asking for anything in return. They just want to be a blessing to you and want to make sure that you are reaching the higher heights, the deeper depths with your vision. Again, be careful who you allow to attach themselves to your vision, and be careful who you invite into your vision as well, because not everyone can embrace your vision. This has been Priestess Wisdom on Black Trans and Beautiful, and this is also the end of this episode. Now, I want you all to love, love, and be free. From the Priestess, smooches to you.